In the market for a used car company? Well, there's a lot of talk that Daimler is about to undo the 1998 merger that turned Chrysler into the American division of the company that makes Mercedes. Morgan Stanley's car guys have kicked the tires and figured out that the sum of Chrysler's parts is worth about $9.2 billion. But Daimler is probably willing to bargain. Well, Micheline Maynard is the New York Times Detroit bureau chief and joins us now. Micheline Maynard, who would want to buy Chrysler?
There's actually a number of car companies around the world that might be interested in Chrysler because Chrysler has all these dealerships. It's a very, very cheap way into the American car market. The French, the Koreans, and even General Motors has been mentioned as a possible suitor for Chrysler.
Well, if there are suitors who find Chrysler attractive, why is Daimler so interested, evidently, in getting rid of it?
The whole Daimler-Chrysler merger has been a roller coaster ride over the last 9 years. The idea of it originally was to create a great transatlantic car company where Mercedes-Benz, the luxury car company, would accompany Chrysler, the mass market company, and they would all march into profitability. Instead, what's happened is that Chrysler's needed sort of 2.5 makeovers in the last 9 years, and Mercedes has needed its own makeover, and it seems like Daimler-Chrysler has just had enough. They would like some stability, and the most worrisome part of this merger has been Chrysler.
Tom Lasorda, the head of Daimler-Chrysler, told me we don't even want to think in terms of the big three anymore. We're not one of those, because we're just part of this huge international car company, Daimler.
It was a very interesting way of putting things, but in actuality, Chrysler has really acted more like one of the Detroit car companies over the years. It has numbers and numbers of dealers. It has many models. It has big inventories of those models. It's turned to rebates over the years to clear out dealer lots. You know, have I got a deal for you? Mm-hmm. So I think they haven't changed enough to be a real global car company.
So you say it would be attractive to, say, a Korean car maker or possibly even to GM. Doesn't picking up Chrysler mean acquiring the obligation to provide health care for lots of retirees and auto workers?
That's a key question in this, and there have been some scenarios suggested that what would happen is Daimler-Benz would pay for the liability up front. In other words, they would pre-fund the healthcare liability, and then the buyer would be paying for sort of the nuts and bolts of Chrysler.
Sort of like a rebate for a used car company that you would
Well, that
would
is
get.
One way of putting it, or one of those lease deals where you do the one payment lease and put it down up front and then drive the car for 3 years or so.
I gather that Daimler's Chrysler stock went up on the talk of sale.
This deal is very, very popular in Europe. Shareholders at Daimler Chrysler have been talking for years about getting rid of Chrysler. In fact, there's an old joke, how do you pronounce Daimler Chrysler? And the answer is the Chrysler is silent. I think in this case, though, that German shareholders in particular who own most of Daimler Chrysler stock are really eager to see Chrysler go away and have the company focus again on Mercedes-Benz.
But despite all these assumptions of what's about to happen, nobody has actually stepped forward and say, we are interested in buying Chrysler from Daimler Chrysler.
That's absolutely right. Hyundai is saying that they're not interested in it. General Motors is not commenting on this. What's going on now is J.P. Morgan, the big financial institution, is preparing what's called a deal book, which would have all of the information about Chrysler in it. And people are raising their hands and saying, I'd like to see the information. And then everyone will look at it, and that's when the actual offers will start to be made, if any offers are made.
But you got to get them out to the lot to test it out before they're going to buy. So
that's pretty much true. This is sort of the test drive period for Chrysler.
Well, Micheline Maynard, New York Times, Detroit bureau chief, thanks a lot for talking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.